This is Radio Superior 1942, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1942. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it may have sounded in 1942. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
Yes, the Martin and McKenna Show is on the air, broadcasting from the KUWS radio studios in Superior, Wisconsin, the land of beautiful lakes. It's 6 o'clock standard wartime on a mild Saturday evening, April the 18th, 1942. This is Jack McKenna speaking. Newsman Lou Martin is standing by with some astounding war news. We'll have sports with Rapid Ray Paulson, and Harriet Farig has tomorrow's church news. Now the First National Bank 6 o'clock news. First National Bank of Superior celebrating its 55th year of helping people in Superior build homes. Here's KUWS radio newsman Lou Martin. This is a day Americans will remember for a long, long time.
Well, indeed, Jack, and good evening, listeners. The United States has bombed Japan. After months of heroic but defensive struggles by American and their allies in the Pacific, the United States has gone on the offensive. The War Department remains silent, but Tokyo Radio is reporting that U.S. planes have bombed Tokyo and three other Jap cities. The war has been taken to Japan for the very first time. In an announcement to its people today, Radio Tokyo said that bombs were dropped on Tokyo, a city of 7 million people, and Yokohama, Kobe, and Nagoya. They're all industrial and naval centers. Admission that U.S. planes dropped incendiary bombs brought Japan face to face with its worst fears: the threat of widespread fire in cities with wooden homes crowded together. Air raid alarms were sounded across Japan, even in cities not hit by the bombs. Tokyo reports that fires were brought under control in all the target cities after about 4 hours, but they insist that the damage was insignificant. The former Japanese ambassador to London is warning his fellow countrymen not to worry about further air raids. Namuro Shigemoto said, and we quote, "The Americans and the British will clap their hands and laugh at us." KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson has more news just off our United Press wire on this stunning news.
The U.S. War Department will only say that it has no official information on this astonishing news, but China is quick to express jubilation. In Chongqing, a country that has been repeatedly strafed and bombed, whose people have been killed and maimed by attacks from the air, there is jubilation. For the first time, the Japanese themselves have tasted the fear and flames of a bombing raid. Japanese reports of the attack sent Chongqing into a great uproar and believe this could be the turning point in the war, since Japanese industry is so vulnerable to attack. In Congress, Democratic Congressman May of Kentucky called this the beginning of a general offensive. Congressman May is chairman of the House Military Committee. And this bulletin just in from Associated Press in Chongqing: it was learned from reliable authorities that the bombing raid did not originate from China. Where the plane started remains a mystery. Australia is too far for an attack, so is India and any other U.S. Air Force base, Lou.
Very good. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson. This bulletin just in from Washington. The War Department reports that U.S. guns on the Philippine island fortress of Corregidor blasted Japanese roads and gun batteries on the Bataan Peninsula. And there's more news from London. It was revealed today that England has sacrificed 7 of its fleet of 12 Lancaster bombers to strike deep inside Germany. The Lancaster bombers hit the industrial city of Augsburg, only 110 miles from Berchtesgaden. Berchtesgaden is Adolf Hitler's personal retreat, once thought to be unreachable. The planes bombed the great machine fabric Augsburg-Nuremberg machine works, where submarine engines are built. The daring raid was a low-level daytime attack. 4 of the Lancasters were shot down south of Paris. 3 others crashed over the target area, and the remaining 5 made it back safely. This was the seventh day of Britain's greatest air offensive of the war, which has included constant bombing of Germany's port city of Hamburg. In France, pro-Axis leader Pierre Laval is declaring himself the sole head of state in a move that will increase French collaboration with Germany. Although there is widespread hatred reported toward Laval by the French people, Laval's government in Vichy will announce more ways to cooperate with the Nazis. Meanwhile, Admiral John Darlan assumed control of all of the British land, sea, and air forces today. Admiral Darlan is anti-British, but he is also not sympathetic with the Nazi conquerors. While Laval's motives are clear, it's not known what role Darlan will play if Germany demands that he turn over his fleet to fight for the Axis powers. Even so, a new belligerency was reported among men in the French military in Casablanca and French Morocco. When British RAF planes flew over the North African bases, French pilots took to the air and defected to the Allied cause. First National Bank 6 o'clock news time is 6:06. Jack McKenna has a word from our sponsor.
Thank you, Lou, and some good news from the war front for a change, huh? Well, Superior workers need homes, and as their numbers grow, and this bank is helping to supply them. Whether you wish to build or buy, you will find the First National Bank interested in your plans and needs. This bank's mortgage loans conform to the requirements of the Federal Housing Administration in interest rates. Folks, that's the First National Bank of Superior, Wisconsin. First in all banking needs. Lou?
State and city investigators are determined that the Burlington Northern Merchandise Dock fire was not sabotage. Superior Police Lieutenant Peter Ostrom, State Fire Marshal Scott McLean, and Burlington Northern Chief Detective Carl Huber said today that the fire was not deliberately set. A grass fire spread to the railroad merchandise dock and caused $6,000 in damage. This is the second defense industry-related fire this year. The other began on January the 10th at Elevator X, a fire that is still burning. Water's being poured on the grain, but the fire is deep inside the pile. Damage to the Elevator X fire is set at $6 million. A three-hour fire in Duluth West End gnarled traffic between Duluth and Superior for hours late last night. The Davis Furniture Company was completely destroyed, and the firefighters fought bravely to keep the flames from burning the nearby Duluth Tent and Awning Company. The buildings are located at Garfield Avenue and Superior Street. It's a bottleneck for traffic headed to and from the interstate bridge connecting Duluth and Superior. Well, the entire block between 7th and 8th Street on Hammett Avenue was leveled to rubble today, but it wasn't the work of enemy bombers. Cleveland Wrecking Company knocked down several homes to make way for the Superior Housing Authority's $750,000 defense housing project. And Jack, four priests from Superior were singled out by the Deputy Rationing Commissioner in Milwaukee. With rubber in such short supply and tires and gasoline so valuable, Rationing Deputy Halbert Jenkins praised the four men of the cloth for abandoning their cars for bicycles for the duration of the war.
Whoa! They must believe this war will be over by next winter.
In a letter to Father Joseph Annebring of the Superior Cathedral Rectory, Mr. Jenkins wrote that this is one of the most encouraging things that has happened since tire rationing began. The good fathers biking their way around town are Father Annebring, Father Kress, Father Pius, and Father Rivard.
Now, friends, we have something to celebrate tonight, don't we? You betcha. If you just tuned in, Tokyo is reporting that we have bombed three Japanese cities. How about that? Before we skip to my Lou this Saturday night with the best swing music from our vinyl recording collection, let's check that forecast for this April the 18th, 1942, from the United States Weather Bureau on Duluth's hillside. Mild and nice tonight. That's all I'm allowed to say, of course. I will let you know that today's high recorded at Superior City Hall was 50 degrees. Hello, Spring. To keep us in that fun mood, let's listen to Benny Goodman and his orchestra and Let's Dance on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS. Benny Goodman and his clarinet, the theme of his NBC show, Yes Dance. Hey, if you're out on the town tonight and hungry, check out these fine cafes for a bite to eat, huh? How about the Wildwood Inn, just 6.5 miles south on Tower Avenue? Oh, yeah, featuring Oral Manila and Company. Little show there for you. Music the way you like it, no cover charge, no minors allowed. Come out to the Wildwood for something to eat and watch. Also, maybe you'd like to stop at Ryan Hotel Cafe, formerly the Richelieu 602 Ogden. Chinese and American foods. Ooh, how I love that chicken chow mein. 75 cents a plate. Chop suey, 40 cents. Wow. Dial 9842 for a trip to the Ryan Hotel Cafe. Or how about the Android Coffee Shop? Nice, nice place to eat. Under new management, offers big Sunday evening special. 16-ounce T-bone steak. My tongue is tied up right now just thinking about it. 16-ounce T-bone steak. Whoa! For 85 cents, served from 5 to 10 p.m. Now, friends. No, that's not right. No, yeah, that's right. Now back to spinning the vinyl this Saturday night. Here's Harry James and his orchestra with Siri Berry Bin on station KUWS. Thank you. man, this is so much fun, Lou. We could be arrested. The enjoyable sounds of Harry James and his great 1940 hit, Siri Berry Bin. Now let's check in the world of sports with Rapid Ray Paulson.
Hiya, Ray. You gotta love this time of year, good listeners. It's baseball season. With all the noise from the sporting world, here's Rapid Ray Paulson. Hiya, Ray.
Hiya, Jack. Hello there, fans of the sporting news. The surprise of the National Hockey League, the Detroit Red Wings, are up 2-0 over the heavily favored Toronto team in the Stanley Cup Finals. The Wings weren't given much of a shot to get past the semifinals, but they polished off the Boston Bruins and the Montreal Canadiens to get there. Detroit goalie Donnie Moores continues to star for the Wings. Bill Veeck has always been one of the world's best optimists, and this spring is no exception. He's predicting the Milwaukee Brewers will finish first in the American Association this year with the help of a new acquisition, Andy Pafko of Green Bay. He's a slugger with hopes of one day reaching the big leagues. Baseball writers gathered in New York this week, and surprise, surprise, they voted the Yankees most likely to succeed this summer. It's hard to argue with guys like Jolton Joe DiMaggio playing, but my money's on the Chicago White Sox. Connie Mack is betting on his Philadelphia Athletics to have a big season. He admits the pitching could be better, but with Dick Siebert at first, Bill Knickerbocker at second, and Buddy Blair at third, he says he's got a solid ball club. Sorry, Connie. That's the most anonymous infield I've ever heard of. And in local bowling, Jack, man, oh, man, oh, man, it's close in Ryan's Commercial League. Ooh, boy, I tell you what, Timmis Oil Company is just a half game ahead of Pickwick's, which is a hair ahead of Ham's Beer, which is a sliver ahead of Club Superior. I mean, they don't get any closer than this, my friend. That's it, gang. This is Rapid Ray Paulson reminding you that everyone loves a good sport.
Thanks, sport. You've got to love a man with enthusiasm.
Well, the day I lose that enthusiasm, Jack, is the day I head back to Bingham Hardware and sell lawn and garden supplies.
Oofta, I'd expect a special discount from my good buddy.
Well, you get all the manure you want now, and plenty cheap.
Can't argue with that. We've been accused of having a little around here. On with the music. Let's hear from Dinah Shore and Blues in the Night on the Martin and McKenna Show on KUWS.
My mama done told me, a man's gonna sweet talk and give you the glad eye. But when that sweet talk is done, a man is a two-faced, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. No. Have fallen here, the trains are calling. Who is my mama? Done told me, hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the trestle. Who is my mama? Done told me, a hooey da hooey, old clickety clack is echoing back the blues in the night. The evening breeze will start the trees to cry, and the moon will dim its light. When you hear the blues in the night, mark my words, the mockingbird will sing the saddest. Find a song west of Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the four winds blow. I've been to big town, I've heard Miss Big talk, but there is one thing I know. A man is a true fan, a worrisome thing, who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. La, 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 la. My mama done told me there's blues in the night.
Yes, sirree, Bob. Something to motivate us to new war production goals. That's the young Tennessean Dinah Shore. Sure to be a star with Blues in the Night. I can't help it. After so many months of bad news from the Pacific, it's nice to get in a lick or two. Now on to the music of 1942. This is Ted Weems and his orchestra from 1939. There'll be some changes made. That's a thing. On the Martin McKenna Show on station KUWS.
Change my way of living, and if that ain't enough, I'll even change the way that I shut my door. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made. There'll be a change. There'll be a change. That someday you may say there'll be a change. There'll be a change. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. I'll get along until that day. We'll make a new start. You'll still have my heart. There'll be some change.
The enjoyable toe-tapping music of Ted Weems with Mary Lee doing singing on station KUWS. Hey, Lou, you game for a night in the town with Ray?
Hey, I'm way ahead of you. We're making it a foursome.
You mean...
I can't, you know.
Oh, Jack, I won't spoil your fun. Just consider me one of the guys.
All right, Harriet, but I'm not sure how you'll look smoking a cigar.
Jack.
You always say my name like that. But somehow it never comes across as all that friendly.
You're perceptive, old buddy. Now, Harriet, with our community news. Harriet, you're always welcome in my company.
Oh, and Lewis, how sweet.
You never say, oh, Jack. You always say, Jack.
Oh, Jack.
some exciting news for the people of the Evangelical Free Church at Harrison and Cumming Avenues in Superior. The president of the Norwegian-Danish Evangelical Free Church Association of America will pay them a visit. Reverend R. Bernston of Muskegon, Michigan, will give sermons every night starting Monday at the Free Church. And this is so exciting and inspirational. A film will be shown at Ogden Avenue Baptist Temple tomorrow night of a Superior woman doing missionary work in Burma on the Burma Road. Mrs. Franklin is the former Felita Ogren of Superior. I just want to mention the missionary work done right here at home to those unfortunate men in the county jail. The Salvation Army Citadel at 330 Tower Avenue reaches out every Saturday night when Brigadier and Mrs. Justvig and Colonel Homer Story all hold services in the jail. True, dedicated people doing God's work. And, Lewis, you should see the new gowns the Superior State Teachers College Choir is wearing. Barb Kazmark was showing me her new gown, a beautiful blue with light-colored vests. Everyone will get a chance to see them in their new robes Tuesday night at the school auditorium. It's the fourth part in their concert series.
Well, congratulations, then, to the choir members of the Superior State Teachers College.
Do the new robes make them sound any better?
Jack!
There you go again. I'd better get to the music, then.
Good thinking.
Now the big band swinging sounds of my favorite and nearly everybody's favorite, Glenn Miller and his orchestra, and, hey, A String of Pearls on station KUWS. With that one. A String of Pearls by Glenn Miller and his orchestra on station KUWS. Doggone it, we're out of time again, good listeners. Lou, wake up, Lou.
Ray says the floor shows at the Wildwood Inn might be fun.
And then maybe end up at the Android Cafe for that 85-cent huge steak dinner.
Or I could rustle up some burgers at my place afterwards.
As long as you don't say my name in vain anymore, Harriet.
Jack.
Oh, boy. Thanks for welcoming us to your living room for another Saturday evening, friends. We'll be back same time, same place on your radio dial. If the good Lord's willing, that is, and that old creek doesn't achieve a new level again. For Lou, Ray, and Harriet, this is Jack McKenna speaking, and a friendly good night.
This is Radio Superior 1942, a weekly production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson, with research by Sarah Dorman. Harriet Farrig is played by Jennifer Simonson. All events reported on Radio Superior 1942 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Your comments are welcome at 394-8530. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior 1942. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night.